SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Kamala Harris is promising a peaceful transfer of power after her loss to President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In her concession speech, the vice president said she called Trump to congratulate him on his election victory.
I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
Harris also told her supporters not to despair.
This is not a time to throw up our hands. This is a time to roll up our sleeves.
She said now is a time to organize, mobilize, and stay engaged. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The politically motivated legal cases against President Trump are being dropped. The Biden Department of Justice is moving to shut down Trump's cases before he takes office. The move would fall in line with a longstanding policy that a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump has sweeping plans for a second administration. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump has a wide-ranging agenda that blends traditional conservative approaches to taxes, regulation, and cultural issues with a more populist bent on trade and a shift in America's international role. While campaigning, he promised the largest mass deportation program in history. Trump has not explicitly said he would veto national abortion restrictions if they reached his desk. Trump's tax policies broadly tilt toward corporations and wealthier Americans, but he's put more emphasis on new proposals aimed at working and middle-class Americans. I'm Julie Walker.
Trump has said that abortion is a state's issue. Southern California was lashed by powerful winds Wednesday that fed a fast-moving wildfire, which destroyed dozens of homes and forced thousands of residents to leave. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is invading video games.
The latest edition of Dragon Age will allow players to create transgender characters and punish other players who misgender them. The popular fantasy role-playing game will also include special dialogue for the transgender characters, including phrases such as, quote, "I love who I am," and "feels good to see the real me." A growing number of video games now promote transgenderism, which is sparking concern amongst parents of kids who play them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates had an undefeated record in state referendums until Tuesday for the first time since the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Pro-lifers were victorious at the ballot box, defeating abortion amendments in Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota. The president of SBA Pro-Life America says the resounding win in Florida is a momentous victory for life and for our entire country. This is SRN News. Arizona voters say yes to letting police arrest those suspected of being in the U.S. illegally. Correspondent Donna Warder.
Proposition 314 allows local police to arrest migrants suspected of being in the U.S. illegally. Within the past year, Republican lawmakers in Iowa, Texas, and Oklahoma have passed immigration laws, but federal courts have stopped the states from enforcing them. Opponents of Proposition 314 have argued that it would harm Arizona's economy and reputation and lead to racial profiling of Latinos. I'm Donna Warder.
Some of the biggest swings for President Trump in this election were in blue states, including New York and New Jersey. New Jersey moved 11 points in Trump's favor since 2020. Five counties flipped from blue to red. New York also shifted 11 points in the Republicans' favor. The largest shifts happened in counties with large Latino populations. More details at SRNnews.com.